God bless you, my children. Is it necessary for me to say what a joy it is once more to be among you and to have the privilege of sharing your presence and working together in the name of the Father? I want you to conceive those things you have said in your prayer, Father John. And I would want your words to the Father to penetrate into the hearts of each and every one of you gathered here, and to remember, and to allow it to become a part of your being. Let us now progress and learn again of the many things which you wish to relate to your fellow men and mankind. So, Brother John, what would you ask of Marcello?
Well, last week we talked on marriage, this week we talked on death. Ecco,
prendimi mia parola, Sonte. We shall talk on ascension. Is this to make you happy, Brother John? Because you see, where Marcello stands, there is no death. There is just an ascending into the Father's kingdom. And tell Marcello, what is it you wish to know of this state of being?
I understand it quite well, Marcello has. I give it that title because that's the title the world knows it by.
I know this in your heart, Brother John. So, let us imagine we were talking to the world at large. Did I not say to you when last we spoke? I ask you to be reminded of these words of Christ. And he spoke to his disciples on this subject. And he said to them, I go to prepare a place for you. By this he was saying that he is only going to ascend from one awareness into another. But let us go back to the beginning. From this point, this moment, which so many living souls on this earth plane fear so much, the point of passing, the point upon which the spirit within is he preparing itself to ascend. And there is much wailing and sighing and sobbing. There is much torment in their hearts. And whilst they are doing this, their loved one lies preparing themselves for this great coming. They know that there are those of us around them waiting to take them gently when they themselves make the decision to leave this earthly shell and ascend into the realms of rest and healing. And it is through the love of those and the understanding of those who are left behind that this is made all the more simple for the one about to leave. Where there is a gentle acceptance that this must be so, in spite of the grief and pain. They would not want the loved ones to struggle into the next realms. They would want them to pass it peacefully. And so it is. The point of his ancient brother John is when the spirit within the earthly shell comes to a point of understanding that there is no further purpose here upon this earth plane, and that they must rise up and evolve. And when it comes the time when these earthly remains are laid to rest, is it the spirit you are blessing? Or are you blessing the earthly remains for permitting a spirit to enter into this realm and housing it, providing it with a personality, this part of it which others came to love and understand? Or are you praising the Father for the privilege of having this spirit here on earth? Are you re-blessing the spirit for that which it performed on earth and the lessons which it provided for you? I give you a classic example, Brother John. And it is so fitting you ask this question on this day of all days. Brother John, it is exactly 1 year to the day that you blessed and commended the spirit of Patricia Anne and allowed it to send into the Father's kingdoms. You sent her peacefully on her way. And you will be pleased to know, because of your praise, and because of the love of those who are gathered around, she ascended into the plains of grace. And there she received her healing. She received the love of God because of your praise. She has awakened. And now she cares for children of the earth. Not of the spirit, but of the earth. She will work with those who receive the children of the earth into these realms. She will bless them. She will work with those who are about to enter onto this earth plane. She will bless them. And this is her task while she waits for the coming of the instrument. So you see, this state of a death, or ascension, as we wish to call it, is a holy state. And your task, Brother John, is to enlighten and to enrich the minds of those who are left behind, in order that they can come to an understanding within themselves, that but for the presence of this one among them in their lifetime, they would not have evolved here on this earth plane. And but for this moment of transcendence or ascension, they would have continued on being who they were and what they were as before. But I believe, as I have explained before, when one leaves this earth plane, those who are left behind experience within them a change of being. Their understanding is altered. A new vision is born within them. A new beginning. A new way of life. A new hope. a new purpose, a new seeking within their hearts. So you see, Brother John, this is the title of transcendence and ascension. It is, as I have said, a holy estate. And it is not only the spirit of a departed one who ascends, but it is the spirit of those who are left behind, which also ascends into a new state of awareness and understanding. Do you understand this, Brother John?
Yes, indeed. Okay.
It is not an ending for those who are left behind, any more than it is an ending for those who have departed. But it is a beginning for them, beginning of a new way of life. How many times have you said to them, Brother John, you must begin now to rebuild your lives anew when you have comforted those who mourn? And this is so. They really begin to rebuild their life anew. And those of their close associates will also begin to think anew and to view things in a different light. So, death has its purpose, Brother John. It has the purpose of bringing forth a new beginning, both in this world and the next. Is this answer for your question?
Yeah, beautiful.
What else will we talk of, Brother John?
Well, you've made us all aware, Marcella, the very serious indictment and omission of the Church throughout the centuries. She's never kept close to the message of Jesus. She's walked away, and the ignorance and the unenlightenment of her flock rests with her.
See, this is his son, Brother John.
Very, very sad. Anyone else wish to make a comment that we've spoken about tonight?
Yes, so I said that. I can't remember the exact words, but I took it to understand that when your spirit decided to go, as if passing over, was your choice, and unless I've totally misunderstood it.
Yes, that's
being
the first part. Yeah, Marcella, at the point of death, does it not represent that moment that's arrived where the things of earth and the things of spirit balance, and as you and Marcella said, the spirit bends.
No,
it then knows. There's no decision by the Spirit. Well, maybe by the Spirit. Would you like to come in and help us?
Come here, Ivan. Valerie, you heard Marcello correctly. I did say that there is a point upon which the Spirit decides that this material shell has fulfilled its purpose and therefore responds to the call of the Father and enters into his love and light, or he enters into his realms according to his awareness and that which he was upon this earth plane. I am careful to say this, because you see, as you said in your prayer and your reading, Brother John, in my Father's house there are many mansions there, and if it were not so, I would have told you. And I will tell you, there are many, many mansions. And the mansions of which he speaks in this instance, of a Luigi Marcello's bits. I got it. Are there levels of awareness? And you see those who have clung to the material things of life and have given nothing in return. Those who have caused strife and suffering and have enjoyed the experience will wait for some time until they have evolved. In these planes, in the lower planes of awareness, until they finally ascend into the higher realms and journey on in the love of God. You understand this, what I am saying to you? There is a silence.
No, said yes.
So you see, in such a case as this, there is often a reluctance to leave this earth plane. There is often a struggle within the heart of the one who is about to ascend, to leave behind all those things he had and has no chance to use or enjoy, because it had gathered around itself more than its needs. Take unto yourself those things which are sufficient until the day thereof. You remember this teaching, Brother John?
Yes,
and this is why this teaching is given. Take from this life and give to this life sufficient for your needs, for that which you have in no need of is of no importance to you when you come to this moment of transcendence. And all the effort and all the, that which it has caused to attain these riches and possessions has been wasted and is of no avail. But be content with those things that you have. Be content to live a comfortable and a greedy life, and to give of yourself, so that when this moment of transcendence comes to you, the Father will say, "Well done, O good and faithful servant, you have known the value of which you are, and you have set your values justly in accordance with your needs, and therefore you have no fear of those things you have left behind. And there is no inner struggle of the spirit. There is no resistance nor resentment. There is no fear. And so the transcendence is a simple thing. And it is at this point, when the spirit which knows those things it has in need of, having fulfilled their purpose in his life, that he can contentedly say to the Father, "Father, I have it decided. Those things I have in need of the world are of no more importance to me. I shall arise and go unto my Father." And this is the point, Brother John, when the Spirit makes that last decision, that its earthly form and its earthly positions and possessions are of no further use, nor value, nor avail. But it is free of them, and it can live securely into the Father's love. But the greedy one, and the cruel one, and the vicious one, will often find a great torment and struggle in their hearts, and cannot make that decision, and fear the decision, and that trembling within, and his spirit cleans, and is applied to a saint. And it is at this time when truly Pranajan, the decision is made for it, and it is taken gently from this earth plane. This is make you happy now.
Yes.
Is this explaining for you, Val?
Yes, thank you.
All I wanted to do, Priscilla, was to distinguish between the spirit within who has seen the Father and therefore has a degree of the Father's knowledge. And as I say, the difference between that dimension of ourselves and when we speak of we, the earthly mind and the earthly body.
I understand what you are saying, Prasijani. I understand your thoughts. I hope you understand the explanation.
Yes, you've explained it beautifully,
Lord. I don't want you to be in a confusion. What else do we really talk of now?
Is it... Could you ask myself if it's possible for the spirit and the body to part and then return into the material body again? What some people refer to as an out-of-body experience of death.
Boom, Papa. I heard you, Brother Grief. I am happy to talk on this. You see, sometimes the passing of the spirit from one level of awareness into another, from the physical level of awareness to the spiritual level of awareness, shall we say, is sometimes an exciting thing for the spirit, the possibility of doing this, of freeing itself. And it is sometimes you see that you have on this earth plane an eager child waiting for his mama to say, yes, you can go and buy yourself those things you wish to buy. I believe you call it sweet or candy or chocolate, all these sort of things which a child would like. See something he wants and will rush to get it. Is it like those you are watching at this time with the athlete who is fleet of foot and fleet of mind, who is waiting to begin his race and is so eager to go and to win and to receive his award, and he will sometimes, as you use the expression on this plane, jumping the gun. Whatever that is, I don't know. Me, see. And sometimes, you see, Brother Christian, we have the eager spirit who in its heightened state, at the moment when its mind is affected, its brain is affected by that which man has pumped into him to destroy pain, that he sometimes catches a tiny glimpse of something before him in this state of oblivion, and he will move towards it, and we see and recognize this, and we know that the Father has not ordained this moment of transcendence for this one, but it still has a purpose to fulfill. And as we see drawing closer to that point where it will say, I will leave now, and this end unto my Father, it will experience all the love, all the bliss, all the peace, all the joy that we here feel in these realms. And it will want to come even more, because he is feeling so free, so enlightened and refreshed. and it is here at this point that those of the White Brotherhood will weep within their hearts and say to them, but it is not time for you to come. You must return and await your father's call. And they will take him gently back. They lay him within his rightful place and allow him to regain his consciousness with a tiny memory, just a tiny memory, of that which he has seen. But you see, Brother Christopher, even this experience has its purpose. It has the purpose of removing fear from his gentle heart, so that when the time comes, when the father does indeed call his child into his arms, he will pass without fear and enjoy, knowing that which he is going to, and having experienced the privilege of that moment, enough for him to know the love and the joy and the peace of the Father's realms. Is this answer for your question, Brother Christian?
Thank you very much indeed.
It is make you happy now.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, good. Hey. I want to talk just for a little moment. I want to talk about the involvement of man. I want to talk about man's journey across these earth planes, just for a moment, a little while. I want you to look upon yourselves as newborn children, tiny, seemingly helpless, and yet filled with life, a new life. I want you to consider your growth from childhood to man or womanhood, to parenthood, to your old age, to your declining years, to the moment when you returned from whence you came. I want you to consider this. Sit quietly now. Think of it for a moment. From a birth to a thing. Life is like an ever-flowing stream. It is a force, a power, containing within it so many energies of different kinds and levels and depths. It is a force, a power, a light streaking across a level of awareness. And because you are what you are, man and woman, of a very basic state, you are conscious of this journey. And being conscious of this journey, you are conscious of different levels of a progression, bearing in the mind. Whilst this is going on in a human form, you are a spirit whose level of awareness and understanding has been slowed down in order that it may absorb those lessons which that journey will provide. According to your learning, according to your level of absorption of the lessons of life, your spirit will travel this course. And if this course is impaired or impinged upon, because the spirit has become so weak and has allowed the material mentality of this one, of the body it is housed in, to tell its stories, and to bring it into temptation of all kinds. Then the journey of the spirit across this journey of life will be slowed down that much more, and will become burdened, and will fall foul of the temptations of the base and gross awareness of the material forms, and so will restrict its progression, causing its progression to become a heavy laden. But that spirit which will journey across this life, taking in consideration the value of these things which the experiences of life have to offer, even though it makes the many mistakes and it falls foul of temptations, remains aware of its spiritual purpose and of its spiritual truth, and refuses to be departed from this, and has therefore learned the many lessons which these mistakes have taught it, then its progression is assured across this journey from birth to transcendence. And because it is the spirit of light which is aware and understands the pitfalls of life, and has come to terms with them, it will enter cleanly into the house of God and will be received of him. But that which has stumbled along the way and has willfully tarried along its pathway, so that it may enjoy the base and gross temptations of this earth, then it must be taught to come to understand itself, and to purify itself, and to begin again, but only at the Father's will. What I am telling you is, a spirit who in spite of its mistakes in this life has remained mindful of his love of God and of the need for his spiritual growth in order to progress across this journey of life, will be cleansed of its temptations, will be forgiven its sins, will be purified through its love of God, and therefore permitted to enter into the kingdom of heaven, and to progress on again from birth to transcendence in another awareness, wherever God deems fit to attain itself. But that which transgresses along its pathway shall, as the Master Jesus said, he shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven until all is fulfilled. And by this he meant, until all the cleansing of the spirit and purification of that which is of God, he shall not enter into the Father's realms, but shall strive on lower levels of awareness, until the Father deems it so, that he should be received into the light. You understand this, what I have been saying to you? Again there is this island.
Yes, sir, I understand. I was asking to, if I could ask you a question, Master. I think I know the answer to the question I want to ask. It would just be interesting to know it confirmed. Presumably, the different levels of awareness go on forever and ever. The same as
life in Radha Krishna, as I have you say, is eternal.
Mm.
And so you see, the answer speaks for itself. You will evolve from one awareness to another. And this again is all I am permitted to say on this subject.
Mm.
Because we know and understand that when we talk of these things, it only creates a certain amount of speculation, I believe you call it, in the hearts and minds of the children, according to their belief, according to their level of intelligence and awareness, and according to the pathway they have chosen to walk. And so you see, is it sufficient for Marcello to say, you will pass from one level to another of awareness? Do you understand this?
Yes, thank you very much.
The commitment. Are you also feeling liberated now, Brother John?
Yes, thank you.
Profundamente.
Spiritually.
I am so happy for you.
I would have been ill had I stayed.
Over me, grande, sì, sì. Maggiore.
I'm going to have to say.
Sì.
Marcella, earlier, the explanations would lead us to believe that when our spirits are ready to go, we will know and we will go. But really, it's for when God calls us, isn't it? And also, a spirit might feel it's ready to go, but what if it's still housed in a very fit shell? It's, how is it coordinated that the shell actually sort of fades so that everything's ready at the time of passing for the spirit to know?
Sister Maria, your Father is a great creator, and he creates the spirit to coincide with the journey of the physical form, and in the reverse also. You understand this?
Mm.
So you see, the Father in his love and wisdom knows when the time has come, when this physical form has fulfilled its purpose, and is the beginning not of his command to deteriorate, but through the wear and tear of its earthly life. But he will strengthen it and give it sustenance when he feels that it is beginning to fade before its time, before the spirit within is prepared to leave this journey. And so he will, through the power of healing and the many other forms of healing which man has been blessed with, in order to fulfill this task, he has allowed mankind to play a part in seeing to it that the physical shell progresses through its life a sufficient period of time for the spirit to fulfill its journey. And at this point, when the spirit has fulfilled its journey, there is nothing which mankind can do, either through prayer or through what you call the surgery, or through the love of healing. Because, you see, the spirit has reached the end of its need to journey across this earth plane. and it so will jettison or relieve itself of this earthly frame. And the Father has ordained it so. Sometimes it will happen quite naturally, when the body and the spirit coincide well with one another. And so the body deteriorates and completes its deterioration at the same point of time as the spirit has chosen to follow into the Father's kingdom, having fulfilled its pathway. Do you understand this, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
There is a moment when, as I have said before, when this earthly shell of yours becomes molested and deteriorates because of its misuse and the cruelty and brutality of others. And the Father will allow then the miracle of healing through his love and the faith in his love of others who care for this earthly shell, to allow it to progress and carry it forward until the spirit is prepared to leave it. You understand this? So you see, as you have been taught in your many teaching meetings, although you pray and offer healing prayers and lay your hands upon one who is about to pass, you will have it in your heart that it will live and become whole, not understanding that the Father in his love and wisdom has brought the spirit gently to the cessation of each journey through life on this plane. And this is where a confusion enters into the hearts of men, and their faith begins to fail them. And they say, why must this be so? Why has the Father not heard my prayer? Why has all the love and healing love I have given failed? I have just told you so. Because the Spirit, as he fulfilled his journey, and the material shell has fulfilled its task, and is no more able to continue on this journey, for he is worn out. He is, as you would say, broken down. He is of no further use to the Spirit. And the Spirit will then make his decision. Now I am ready. Now I will transcend and arise, go unto my Father. It is not because those who have given all the love and tender care to one who is departing and reaching the end of his journey have failed. They have not failed. But they have performed a joyous task, in that they have helped the spirit to transfer peacefully and go on his journey into another life. Is this to make you happy, Marie? Is this answer for your question?
Yes.
Marcello feels there is a tiny little bit of doubt.
So, this acceptance at the point of death is just the spirit is actually recognizing at that point the Lord's will.
He's recognizing two things. He is recognizing that through the will of God, through the love of God, and through the grace of God, it has at that point been allowed to fulfill its task and to recognize this to be so. And he said at this point he also understands that this earthly shell which houses across its journey through life has also fulfilled its purpose and is of no further value to it and is no longer required. You understand this? And so he passed and goes his way. And the remains are consecrated and blessed and put to rest as a token of gratitude for the task it has performed, the service that it has performed. It has journeyed the spirit across life and has protected the spirit. So it is well that it receives the Father's blessing and it is laid to rest and returned to its source, to the earth from where it came, and is blessed so by those such as the Brother John. But it is an unnecessary thing, but a perfectly understandable thing, that those remains are sometimes loved still, and in a sense is worshipped and loved and blessed constantly. A point of remembrance, a point of gratitude, a point of continued love for the spirit which has departed and ascended across its journey through life by those who have been left behind. You understand this, Maria? Are you now content? And there is no more doubt in your mind? Let me see. So, is the time now? Then I truly must taking my leave from you. I hope, I pray, that I have brought to your understanding a level of contentment in your hearts and a level of acceptance that the ascendance from this life into the next of the spirit is not an awesome thing, but a beautiful reunion with God of a journeyed spirit. Keep these things in your heart and continue on in your life, resolving to make your life a peaceful life, a clean life, a pure mind, a pure heart. Speak no evil of your brother man. Understand him. Was it not Kim Susan who taught you? When you see a worthy man, emulate him. When you see an unworthy man, search yourselves and understand him. Let those words of your mouth and the meditations of your hearts, and the thoughts of your inner beings, and the deeds of your work, be acceptable always in the sight of God. This must be your aim, and any word you speak which is a violation or a desecration of the love of God and goes against the love of God by the way of a curse or a blaspheme should be taken from your heart. Keep ye always perfect unto the end, that you may transcend in peace and enter into his kingdom. True and worthy servant, to whom he will say again, I say to you, well done, thou true and worthy servant. Come unto me and be blessed. God bless you. We shall bless you. God bless you, my children. May the blessings of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit be upon you. May he make his light to shine upon you and within you. May he cleanse and purify your being. May he enrichen you with his love and with his peace. Let us pray, my children. O Father, who art the life within all things, enter into the hearts of these thy children, O Lord. Lighten their darkness, we beseech thee, that they may praise thy name with true and contrite hearts, that they may be cleansed to come before thee and permitted to stand in thy presence in pure and simple peace. And through you, O Father, may their work begin and progress from age to age. We have, O Lord, set forth the foundations of thy temple within their hearts. And we of thy servants here in these realms are the builders and erectors of those temples by those things which we teach. We therefore ask, O Lord, that we also may be purified and cleansed, that we may enter into them and blemish them not, that we may perform unto thee thy oaths and extend from these realms of thine and touch their being and fill their grace with a holy acceptance of thy love and peace. Be within them, O Father, be around them, above them and beneath. And through thy love and grace, O Lord, may they fulfill their earthly task. May the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit be joyous within your heart. May they enrichen you and enlighten you and rest and remain within you. May they lighten your darkness and open forth your pathway through life, that you may see the glory of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit come forth and manifest within your life from this day on, even forevermore. May the Lord make his light to shine upon you. May the Lord make his peace to dwell within you. May the Lord be forever in your presence and in your peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I bless you. Amen. God bless you, my children. God bless you.